Hi all, it's Sunday night, and as you would know from last week's message, I was heading to the Gold Coast on Tuesday night with no return flight to Sydney booked, but an intention to come back Friday night. And when I got to the Gold Coast on Tuesday night, I was told that the hospital had said that I could go and see Mum anytime I wanted for as long as I wanted, without any respect to visiting hours. So that was sort of not really a good sign. So I went and saw her Tuesday night, and then, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, and, you know, told Mum that I was, you know, heading back Friday night. And Wednesday and Thursday, she was not particularly chatty. You know, she was on a lot of morphine and, you know, just seemed to be continually deteriorating. Friday, we get in there and she seemed to be really talkative. A lot of it didn't make sense because of the morphine. It sort of messes with your cognitive function. And she'd try and construct sentences, but they just come out completely garbled and, you know, words didn't make sense and whatnot. But you could tell she was making a real effort to communicate. And I kind of wondered whether it was sort of like a last effort, you know. And anyway, I said that, you know, I had to go back to Sydney that night, Friday night. And on Saturday morning, yesterday, I got a call from the Tweed Heads Hospital, and they said she's gone blue and all of her systems are shutting down and we don't think she'll make it through the day. And I got a phone call about 15 minutes later from my auntie, which is my mum's elder sister, and my grandma, who had rushed to the hospital that morning because they got the same phone call, or, you know, the same message via the phone. And that, yeah, they rang me about 15 minutes later and they said, we got here and within a couple of minutes she was gone. So so yesterday was hard, very hard. No matter how much you think you've prepared yourself, it still just feels like someone's kicked you in the guts. It was tough. I'm kind of okay with it now, I guess, in the sense that I'm glad that the suffering is over. I'll still miss her, of course. But I'm glad that she's not suffering anymore. So anyway, what does that mean to you as a listener? Well, another week without podcasts, I'm sorry, because the funeral will be next Saturday. We had to wait because there were family spread far and wide who wanted to make it, which, you know, got to respect that, right? So Tuesday night, Kath and Max and I are going to drive to the Gold Coast non-stop overnight. It's about a 10-hour drive. Kath and I both got to work Monday and Tuesday, so we're going to just do two-hour stints up the coast overnight, just swap every 2 hours. And that'll give me Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to, you know, go through paperwork and just try and sort things out, and then Saturday will be the funeral, and then Sunday we'll drive home again, so ready to start work on the Monday. So, you know, hopefully the week after this, I might be able to get back into the podcasting. I may need another week just to get through, you know, tying up loose ends and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, again, I want to say thank you very much to everybody who has sent in emails. You know, for a bunch of people who, you know, certainly don't know my mum, and you only know me because of my podcasts. It's not like I've met any of you. Or maybe two or three people I've met, you know, guys here in Sydney. You know, the generosity and the compassion and the well wishes that people have shown me via email has just blown me away. And, you know, and I am most appreciative of it. Thank you. So anyway, that's pretty much it, you know. It sucks. I'm not sure if seeing it coming makes it any easier or not. It probably does. It probably does in the sense that you at least are ready for the shock. You still feel the shock. You know, I think it, you know, probably hurt just as much if, you know, she'd gone to work one morning, got hit by a bus or something. You know, you would still feel that horrible sense of loss. But, you know, with this, it, you know, obviously it's like seeing the bus coming from a mile away, I guess, instead of having it just appear out of nowhere and hit you. Not a great analogy, I know, I'm sorry, but you know, I'm just rambling, I guess, so I probably should shut up. All right, people, I said I'd keep you in the loop. That's the state of play, and there's really not much else I can tell you. So I'll give you an update. Well, actually, I probably won't because I don't know what time. No, actually, I think we're planning on leaving the Gold Coast after lunch on Sunday and getting back into Sydney around about midnight. So I won't get a message up next Sunday night, possibly Monday night if I'm sort of organised. Not that there'll be much to tell you at that point, I wouldn't imagine, but if I've got anything that I think's worth telling you, I'll tell you. And if not, then, you know, I'll try and give you an update on where I'm at with the podcasts. Okay, again, thanks for all the support, and I will talk with you soon. Until next week, or whenever I speak with you next, take care.